این مدارک و این استدلالات.
He was appointed by Iran's president to lead one of the country's wealthiest economic foundations, Iran's Social Security Fund. But according to Iran's Administrative Court of Justice, his appointment is illegal. In a case pushed by some MPs, Saeed Mortazavi, former judge and Tehran prosecutor, was officially called off from the position through a direct court order published in official newspapers. Despite the verdict, Iran's Vice President Mohammad Reza Rahimi said that Mortazavi will maintain the post as managing director of the Social Security Fund. Rahimi argued that the Social Security Fund is a public non-governmental organization and the verdict will not apply in the case. There are mixed opinions in the Iranian parliament over the government's reaction to the case.
There is a legal doubt in this case. The managing director of the Social Security Fund is chosen by the Board of Trustees in the same organization, which is a non-governmental public body. The question is whether or not the Administrative Court of Justice can revoke a decree issued by the non-governmental public organization, and this is where the legal challenge lies.
Mr. Mortazavi's appointment was considered illegal by his opponents at the parliament, who signed a petition to impeach the country's labor minister after the former judge refused to step down 4 months ago. Those MPs put Mortazavi under the spotlight for his legal status, where he stood as accused for abusing power and involvement in the incidents at the Khatizak detention center in the 2009 post-presidential election unrests, which led to the death of 3 detainees and Mortazavi's suspension from adjudication. But unrelated educational background and lack of related expertise is what Iran's Administrative Court of Justice has referred to as reasons for ordering Mortazavi to step down.
The law says that abiding by the Administrative Court of Justice's ruling is mandatory for the government. In my opinion, resisting against such a verdict would be improper for the good of the nation at present time.
The Court of Administrative Justice has announced that if officials fail to heed its ruling, they will be suspended from their government positions for a period of 3 months to a year and will be subject to a fine.
It was nearly 4 months ago when the majority of parliamentarians said that if Mr. Mortazavi did not resign from his post, they would impeach the country's labor minister. Today, many MPs say that whether this is a legal misinterpretation of the Constitution by the executive body or not, the government will now have to abide by the verdict issued by the Administrative Court of Justice. Amir Mehdi Kazemi, Press TV, Tehran.